B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A couple made headlines in 2016 when they won $500,000, $500,000.
It's amazing.
On a Michigan lottery scratch-off ticket. Well, today, police accused the pair in connection with a string of recent burglaries at homes in mid-Michigan.
Well, what did they do with all that money?
Stephanie Harvell and Mitchell Arnswald are each charged with single counts of second-degree home invasion and possession of burglary tools. The couple is accused in a series of daytime home invasions in Bay, Aranac, Saginaw, Midland, and Tuscola counties.
I know them well.
Well, my point is they've been doing a lot of places.
Wow.
All of the burglaries occurred while residents were not home. Harvell, in January 2016, bought an instant $5 hot ticket from a Speedway gas station. On scratching it off, she learned that she won $500,000. In a press release issued by Michigan Lottery in 2016, Harvell said that she and her husband, Arnswald, had been living paycheck to paycheck at the time. She bought the scratch-off ticket the same day she had received an eviction notice, she had previously said.
It's a magical story.
Said she planned to use the money to buy a house and a car and set up college funds for her two daughters. And today, a task force comprising of police investigators from all five counties were investigating the burglaries and generated a description of a suspect vehicle. Turned out to be theirs that they found, and it had all kinds of stuff in it that, of course, proved that they indeed were robbing these places.
So where did it go wrong?
I don't know. Police obtained the...
Probably with the purchase of the ocean liner.
Later obtained a search warrant for the couple's home. On searching the house, they recovered other items linking them to recent burglaries. So,
shows you the power of miracle water, though, Preston.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep. $500,000. And
$500,000. You're praying for him. Yeah.
A slight while driving and a flung glass bottle that shattered glass and was mistaken as gunfire led to a killing. Police released an account of a man who fired a gun toward a sport utility vehicle, killing its driver. This is where road rage can go really bad.
Wow.
The motorist, whose name police declined to release, said he saw a Cadillac Escalade driving erratically and closely followed his pickup truck. The man and passenger told police that as the Escalade pulled alongside their vehicle, they heard a loud pop and the rear window shattered. They say they believe the driver of the Escalade was shooting at them. So the driver of the pickup indicated that he was in fear for his life and fired back at the Escalade. Francisco Pasillas, its driver, was shot and died at the hospital. Pasillas was mad after he was cut off by the pickup's driver and threw a glass bottle at it, his wife apparently said, and a grand jury is going to review evidence in the case and decide whether or not to indict the pickup truck's driver. So
lives irrevocably altered.
Yeah. All right, this one is interesting. This is out of the UK.
That's England.
And a driver caught speeding at 110 miles per hour told police that it was because he needed the toilet for a number two. A silver Mercedes was stopped by an unmarked police car near Cambridgeshire. It was seen speeding an undertaking in awful weather conditions. An officer wrote on Twitter, "The professional HGV driver was very sorry, but, quote, needed a toilet and a number two."
So I don't know if the system there is the same. I know that there's the metric and so on and so forth. Now, we have different phase levels for our number twos. Did it mention what phase he was at?
Nope.
Okay.
Drivers caught speeding in excess of 100 miles per hour faced disqualification from the road rather than penalty points, but the decision is at the discretion of the court.
Why didn't he just drive to work and crap at the loading dock?
That's a good question. That's what we do around these parts.
America.
America. Speaking of America, listen to this, man. Texas hospitals' attempts to deter birds have accidentally created a haven for North America's most venomous caterpillar species, whose painful sting has been compared to breaking a bone.
So
nets were put up on oak trees that line the sidewalks of Texas Medical Center in Houston to stop birds like grackles and pigeons from gathering. But by putting the birds off from landing on the trees, the institution created a new problem with no birds to eat them. The population of bugs commonly known as asps exploded. The asps exploded.
Aren't asps snakes?
Snakes, yes. But these things are nasty. After studying the area for 3 years, researchers found the caterpillars were 7,300% more abundant on netted trees compared to those without protection. Also known as pus moth caterpillars.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
The insects are the most poisonous caterpillars in North America.
Of course they are.
Creatures are covered in spines linked to a sac filled with poison. If someone brushes against an asp, the protrusions break off and stick into the skin, releasing venom. After around 5 minutes, the victim will experience an intense throbbing pain, which then spreads. Stings can be accompanied by headaches, vomiting, and nausea, as well as stomach pains. Red spots may appear on the skin, which can remain for up to 5 days. A guy named Matthew Comerford, who is a graduate student at Rice University and is actually researching the asp problem, said, "I've been stung by a lot of things, and an asp sting is definitely ranking up there. You might not realize that you've been stung at first. It feels like a broken bone. The pain lasts for hours.
Jeez.
I was stung on the wrist, and my pain traveled up my arm into my armpit, and my jaw started to feel the pain as well."
From a delightful little caterpillar.
And they're really weird looking, too.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah. So they have accidentally caused an uptick in the pus moth.
Way to F with nature.
Caterpillar.
So yeah. That thing turns into a moth or a butterfly?
I'm not really sure, Case. It must, I guess.
I think they turn into cougars.
Oh my God. Well, that's terrifying.
Really dangerous.
Poisonous cougars?
hard to say.
They're still in the larvae stage right now, but when it opens up, it'll be a cougar.
Here's a story that features one of your favorite animals, Casey. A Florida surfer who flew into the air off his last wave of the day unfortunately landed on top of a 6-foot-plus shark.
Oh, my God.
The shark bit 4 fingers of his left hand and his left calf and shin. The encounter at New Smyrna Beach on Florida's Central East Coast was terrifying, but the injuries weren't life-threatening. Donald Walsh said, "I never really try to throw an air, but I tried to throw one."
He threw one.
Yeah.
Oh, he threw.
He said, "Didn't land it. Landed on a shark instead." And he decided to take a bite out of me. Yeah. He said, never did see the shark as I was coming down. I did see it after the bite happened. He said, "Felt like a freight train hit me."
Jeez.
And the first thing I could think of was to literally push him away from me. As soon as it happened, I grabbed my board and started to paddle as fast as I could.
I'm flying!
I was very involved.
Thank you very much.
It was.
Casey, with I got a whole
three
bunch of
sound effects on that one.
Well, he was acting, and then you had Home Alone in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Thank you for breaking it all down, guys.
Thank you.
I appreciate the effort.
All right. Like, you want me to do it again?
Sure, one more time.
All right. Okay. Hang on a second. All right, quiet on the set, and action! I'm flying!
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
Writer, star, director.
There you go. Nice.
You got a cut.
Cut!
Yeah, he's the actress is still acting.
What do you call the actors who do the sound effects?
They are gaffer, not gaffers.
No.
Foley artists.
Yes. Foley artists.
Casey Foley artists.
Mick Foley artists.
So he said he was treated by paramedics on the scene after the attack and was not taken to the hospital. The attack was a single strike in waist-deep water.
Mm.
The beach is considered the shark capital of the world.
Well, sign me up.
Attack capital of the world.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Indonesian police are investigating allegations of masked motorcycle riders throwing bags of snakes into a dormitory.
Oh my God.
And deliberately spreading terror. The hostel was the site of anti-pawpaw protests last month.
You don't like pawpaw?
I guess so. Pawpaw.
We like mommy.
No, Papua.
Papua, yeah. Of course. There you go.
Anti-Papua
now it's
protest.
All making sense.
Last month, which then sparked rolling and often violent protests across Indonesia.
Well, that seems pretty austere. That's throwing snakes at people?
Yeah, students at the East Java accommodation, which was the target of racist taunts and protests last month, said 4 people on 2 motorcycles pulled up outside the building. They threw an open sack containing a 50-pound python and another containing 3 aggressive snakes, which escaped into the compound. One of the students said, "We could not catch 3 aggressive snakes because they were moving towards the gutter in the dormitory. While the snake in the plastic bag, we managed to catch it because the snake had not come out of the bag.
Yeah, that seems likely.
Videos purported to be of the incident show a large python curled inside an open sack. Now, the motorcyclist fled as students hurried out of their rooms. They haven't been able to find him yet. But this is the not first time that snakes have been used to intimidate West Papuans. In February, a UN panel of experts called for investigations into violence, unlawful arrests, and mistreatment after video emerged of police using a large snake to terrorize a handcuffed Papuan teenage boy. Yeah, I remember seeing that video. It was really weird.
It is, yeah.
In front of his face and everything. So they're looking for these people. Okay, I saw this. This is really weird. France has a coastal killer slime. For decades, potentially lethal green algae have amassed in shallow bays in Brittany's beautiful northwestern coast. Environmentalists say the blossoming of unusually large amounts of green algae are linked to nitrates and fertilizers and waste from the region's intensive pig, poultry, and dairy farming, flowing into the river system and entering the sea. Now, when the algae decompose, pockets of toxic gas get trapped under its crust, potentially fatal to humans if they step on it. It could kill you in seconds, they said.
This is green algae?
Yeah. So you step on this stuff, this gas comes up out of there, and
so you're,
it can be so overwhelming, it essentially suffocates you right then.
So if you're walking over, it's on the beach. If it washes up on the beach, or you're walking in the surf?
Yeah, yeah. So if
that's horrifying.
So this summer, six Brittany beaches were closed because of a mass of dangerous seaweed. The Bay of St. Bruaric was the focus, with bulldozers piling so much algae into dumpster trucks that the beach ran on the beach that an inland treatment center where seaweed is dried out and disposed of briefly closed due to an unbearable stench.
Did anyone, in fact, die from this?
Well, yes. In July, the family of a man who died in the putrid seaweed sludge of the Guisant Estuary in 2016, sued the state and local authorities. Family said not enough was done to prevent the spread of seaweed, and the public was not properly warned.
Wow.
Of the fatal danger. Jean-René Offray was fit and preparing for a long-distance race when he set out on an afternoon jog from his home. His dog returned alone. His wife and children went out to search for him. The area where he was found had already seen over 30 wild boar die in sludge 5 years before, with likely to rotting seaweed. But his body was not immediately tested or autopsied until weeks later, too late to accurately measure the role of the toxic gas. But so there's been a couple of instances where stuff like this has happened.
So you step on it, you release the gas, it overtakes you before you can even do anything.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow.
It's wild. Let's see. A house was extensively damaged by a fire early Friday after a man tried to light a cigarette after he had sprayed a nightstand with alcohol to kill bed bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Emergency crews responded to the house just after 2 a.m. Officials said six people were in the home and everybody escaped. The homeowner was trying to eliminate bed bugs using isopropyl alcohol in a pump sprayer in the bedroom. At the end of the process, felt good about it, lit up a cigarette, kaboom. The flash ignition burned the homeowner, who was taken to the hospital for treatment.
Yep.
Spraying flammable substance in a confined area with improper ventilation is not recommended. And in fact, this apparently the fire chief said that this happens at least once a year.
Oh, man.
About bed bugs in particular. Yeah. Let's see. How about we end with this one? Police in Illinois are in the hunt for a suspect who was caught on video smashing another man's head with a bowling ball Wednesday night. An attack that briefly left the victim in a medically induced coma. DeMonte Williams was involved in a fight at Town Hall Bowl when another man picked up a bowling ball and threw it at him, hit him in the head.
Oh, my God.
That's a deadly weapon.
Yes, of course.
Williams was taken to the medical center where he was placed in a coma. The victim's mother said that her son came out of his coma around 8 a.m. on Friday and his status is improving, although slowly. She said, he knew who I was. But he's still not all the way there, and I would like him to be, but I know in time he'll get there.
Even a small bowling ball, if thrown at your head, would do a lot of damage.
Oh, yeah. The incident occurred after DeMonte allegedly bumped into someone he didn't know that night, although she still doesn't know what could have motivated her son's attacker. Someone came up from behind him when a security guard was holding him and threw a bowling ball and hit him in the head. Wow. Police said anyone who recognizes the man that they have on security camera should call them immediately. Mm.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.